Tom Karkle and the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, we are looking at scattered showers and thunderstorms, and some of those could be severe. We'll have a high today in the low 80s. Right now in Kenosha, some light rain, 68 degrees, 66 in Burlington. In Milwaukee, some drizzle, 66, 69 with light rain in Racine. Tragic drownings of a child and an adult in Kenosha County Sunday afternoon in separate incidents. A 54-year-old woman was being given CPR and other life-saving measures by members of the public as Twin Lakes police and fire rescue personnel arrived at Lance Park next to Lake Mary. She was transported to Aurora Memorial Hospital of Burlington but pronounced dead. Witnesses indicate the woman had been swimming in that lake and just suddenly lost consciousness. Meanwhile, Twin Lakes police officers and paramedics also called out a few hours later to Musial Beach at Lake Elizabeth and the report of a 3-year-old drowning victim. Just like the response in that other case, bystanders performed CPR and other help measures on the boy before he was taken to the same hospital, Aurora Memorial in Burlington, again did not survive. An escaped horse from a Mount Pleasant area farm struck and killed early Sunday morning, struck by a car in the 10,200 block of Spring Street. The driver found bleeding from the head after that vehicle also hit some trees off the road. 52-year-old Karen Lemke was heading west when the horse just suddenly appeared, she said. Police found it dead along the south side of the roadway. The owner was located and arrangements made to remove the animal. Meanwhile, Lemke was given medical attention at the Ascension All Saints Emergency Room. Police in Mount Pleasant arresting a Racine man for operating while intoxicated. A crash early Sunday morning left him trapped in a car which had turned onto its side in the 4200 block of Spring Street. South Shore fire crews able to free 41-year-old Kenny Butler, described in a Mount Pleasant Police Department news release as extremely intoxicated. He was held in the hospital due to his level of intoxication and, quote, until he could care for himself, unquote. Mechanical failure. That is the suspected cause of a car fire Sunday afternoon in Mount Pleasant. It forced a parked vehicle in the driveway between a pair of duplexes, 3202-3208 Kennedy Drive, forced that car to be engulfed in flames and damaged both of the buildings. Nobody got hurt, though. The vehicle, a total loss, they figure about $15,000, siding on each of the buildings, incurring an estimated $10,000. Police indicating that they were the first to arrive said the vehicle was engulfed in flames, so their first priority, get everybody out of the duplexes, and everybody did get out safely. Well, the Housing Authority of Racine County is starting to accept applications this morning for the Section 8 Housing Choice Voucher Program's online lottery. This is going to be starting up in about 20 minutes or so. WRJN's Janet Hoff says it's going to be concluding tomorrow at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Only online applications, nothing in paper form, nor will they be accepted at the offices of the Housing Authority. Anyone without internet access can apply from locations with public computers, such as the Racine Public Library. From the pool of online applications, a computerized random selection process will pull out 1,500 that will be added to the existing waiting list. Apply at waitlistcheck.com/WI1383. Beginning August 20th, applicants can check their status online at waitlistcheck.com, and if listed active, your application was selected in the lottery. Janet Hoff, WRGN News.
Well, ahead of next week's primary election for Southeast Wisconsin voters, some new data reveals just how crucial Medicare is for the future of the state. That's according to Lisa Lampkins, the Federal Issues Advocacy Director for AARP Wisconsin. She says Medicare helps to cover health care costs for more than a million state residents, and it's not just older adults.
In terms of what it does for our local economy, Medicare invests about $11.6 billion just in the state of Wisconsin. That is a big number that keeps a lot of businesses operating.
Lampkin's pointing out that voters are not hearing, though, from the candidates about their plans to strengthen the Medicare program for the future. Says thousands of hospitals, nursing homes, doctor's offices, other large and small businesses able to keep their doors open because of Medicare, which helped pay the health care costs of 56 million Americans last year and invested some $710 billion, put that into the national economy. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin visiting downtown Racine Sunday morning, stopped in and part of her In Your Corner tour of the state, her first stop on the campaign, went to the Legacy Restaurant, met up with some minority business owners, even talked with WRJN News about what's been going on with the campaign, what she's planning to do on this tour. She's not facing a Democratic opponent in the upcoming primary. Points out, though, some well-funded special interests have been attacking her since last year.
I think they're hoping they can buy a Senate seat, and I think Wisconsin voters will tell them, you know, we can't be bought, and I certainly can't be bought. I'm just going to continue fighting for issues that my constituents care deeply about.
Normally, Congress recesses for the entire month of August, but this year, well, the lawmakers only have this week to be meeting with constituents at home before getting back to the Capitol. Baldwin also stopping in at the Kenosha County Democratic Party's annual picnic at Washington Park. A nonprofit that was born over 10 years ago at Gateway Technical College and continues to thrive today is making even greater strides these days. It's the National Coalition of Certification Centers, linking 2- and 4-year schools, industry partners in transportation, aviation, energy sectors, and standardized training for specific skill sets. Roger Tedeschi is the executive director of what is simply known as NC3. He talked to our partners at Gateway Public Radio and said that some 200,000 participants, the end result with that is some clarity and efficiency in the hiring process. It also benefits students involved.
One of the great things, just to touch on those numbers, but what it really means is for our young people, especially for inner city and the students that are working through and may not have all the resources and benefits, at the end of the day, these certifications are provided by industry partners with no cost to these students.
Gateway's campus is recently hosting certificate teachers from all over the country to train more instructors. The genesis for what eventually became the Coalition of Certification Centers, well, that was a partnership some 11 years ago between Gateway and Snap-on Tools, and to this day, Snap-on is still an active partner in that process. WRJN.com is our webpage, our newscaster there in the local news section. Throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.